You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WLCX Daily News Roundup for the Eagle 1490 AM in La Crosse.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
The WIAA is relocating the state team wrestling tournament to La Crosse. According to the WIAA, the event, which will add teams in boys wrestling this year and add a girls team wrestling tournament in 2027, outgrew the UW Fieldhouse in Madison. With the expanded format, tournament officials said they needed more room for competition and warm-ups. The event, which had been held in Madison since 2005, will now be held at the La Crosse Center beginning next March. The event crowns team champions in three boys divisions and one girls. Wisconsin Democratic senators are pushing a bill to fund the Veterans Housing and Recovery Program facilities. With more, here's Civic Media's Lisa Hale.
As part of a press conference on Wednesday, Senate Minority Leader Dianne Hesselbein used the cool temperatures to highlight the importance of keeping the Green Bay and Chippewa Falls facilities open past September 30th, when their funding runs out.
They can do it this week, they can do it next week, they can do it any time in the month of September, and we could pass the bill on the floor in October. It's a cool day out here today. The weather is going to get worse. We need to take care of our veterans today.
This summer, the Republican-led Joint Finance Committee removed the program from Governor Tony Evers' budget. Senator Jeff Smith of Brunswick called closing the facilities cruel.
I couldn't be more disgusted at this moment with the majority party and how they've chosen the tack they've chosen to take when it comes to supporting our veterans.
The VHRP provides critical temporary housing, job training, and support services to military veterans experiencing homelessness. Senator Jamie Wall of Green Bay.
If the Bellevue and Chippewa Falls facilities close, we'll lose 41 beds, and that means that dozens of Wisconsin veterans will be at risk of spending the winter on the street, and those veterans will be disproportionately from northern Wisconsin.
Meanwhile, on the Republican side of the aisle, Senator Andre Jacques of DePere has submitted the Respect Our Wisconsin Veterans Service Act, which includes funding to keep the facilities open, among other provisions. The Associated Press reports that the Wisconsin Senate will not meet on the floor this month. I'm Lisa Hale, Civic Media News.
A bill that would ban sextortion is making its way through the Wisconsin legislature. With more, here's Civic Media's Savannah Tomei Olson.
In these crimes, scammers target teens, often teen boys, pretending they could be a romantic interest. They get the teens to send intimate photos or videos of themselves, and then they turn on them. Sextortionists then blackmail their victims. They say, "Send us money or we'll release the intimate content." Sometimes they even threaten teens by saying they'll report them to police because they created child pornography. 28 states have sextortion laws on the books, according to the Cyber Civil Rights Initiative. Now lawmakers want Wisconsin to be the 29th. The bill is inspired by Braden Bone. The teenager was targeted in a sextortion plot in March, and he took his own life. His family testified at an emotional Senate committee hearing yesterday. His mom, Brittany Bird.
If Braden in his death can save even one more kid, that makes it a little less heavy.
Many of these scammers are outside the U.S., so finding the perpetrators and holding them accountable is often complicated for law enforcement. But more and more kids are now being targeted. Braden's stepdad, Luke Bird.
In 2021, there were 139 reported cases of financial sextortion targeting minors within the United States. That number's jumped to 36,000 reported victims in 2024. This is per the National Center of Missing and Exploited Children. That's a 26,000% increase in a three-year span.
The bill has already passed the Assembly unanimously. It's expected to get similar support in the full Senate. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
This month, the Wisconsin DOT is reminding drivers to be safe around railroad tracks. With more, here's Civic Media's Melissa Kay.
We have 3,300 miles of active train tracks in Wisconsin with nearly 4,000 rail crossings. State Patrol Superintendent Tim Carnahan says drivers and pedestrians should always expect a train at each rail crossing and make safe choices to avoid track tragedies. It's against state law to drive around lowered gate crossings or crossing closely to an approaching train. Never stop on the tracks and stay behind the painted lines on the road when waiting for a crossing train.
You can find more information on the Wisconsin DOT website. It's back to school week, which means that school buses will be on the road again in the morning and afternoon hours. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is reminding drivers that it's illegal to pass a school bus when its lights are flashing. Amber flashing lights mean that the bus is about to stop and drivers should slow down. Red flashing lights mean that the bus is stopped and drivers are required to stop at least 20 feet away from the bus. The only exception is if the bus is on the opposing side of a divided highway with a center median. The area organization that puts together honor flights for military veterans is seeking donations. Freedom Honor Flight will make its 33rd trip on September 13th to Washington, D.C. To date, the Freedom Honor Flight has taken over 3,200 veterans to the nation's capital from within a 100-mile radius of La Crosse. But now the group is seeking donations to continue the flights, which currently cost about $185,000. Over 600 veterans remain on a waiting list. To learn more or to donate, visit freedomhonorflight.org. It'll be windy and cool today with highs around 60 degrees. Tomorrow, it'll be sunny with highs in the low 60s. On Sunday, still sunny and highs in the mid-60s. It'll warm up a bit early next week with highs getting back into the 70s, but a chance of showers and thunderstorms returns Tuesday into Tuesday night. We'll have more details in our Civic Media forecast. Download the free Civic Media app now at civicmedia.us/app. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
The Brewers in Pittsburgh. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball. The Brewers begin a road trip tonight against the Pirates. Milwaukee losing to the Phillies yesterday, 2-0. Starter Freddy Peralta pitched another 5 scoreless innings. He's not allowed a run since early August, but the Brewers could not score a run. Manager Pat Murphy.
Yeah, Freddy was great. He did what he had to do. He threw 5 shutout innings, and he was masterful. Ton of strikeouts. Gave up 2 hits, gets a really good lineup, gave us a chance to win.
NFL, the Packers holding practice today, getting ready for Sunday's season opener against the Lions. College football, the Badgers host Middle Tennessee State tomorrow afternoon at 3. Backup Danny O'Neill will get his first start at quarterback.
Sometimes the enemy of being great is really good, and I think that that's where I think he needs to take some of those next steps, that he is a ball player. He's got a confidence level that's legitimate.
That's the Badgers head coach, Luke Fickell, with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Looks like Eastwood is back. That's right, I'm talking about Scott Eastwood, son of Clint, who's just agreed to star opposite Oscar winner Halle Berry in the new film Red Card. Red Card is written by George Gallo, the writer of Midnight Run and all-time Schwabba fave. Red Card is set in Africa, where Eastwood's character pairs up with a local played by 2-time Oscar nominee Jimon Hunsu to combat poachers. Berry plays an FBI agent who joins them. The film is based on real events and is in the early stages of production. Unbelievable just how much Scott Eastwood looks like his dad the older he gets. Well, it's always sad when a famous designer passes away, even when you've never worn an ounce of clothing they've created. Giorgio Armani, a billionaire fashion designer, has died. Armani has designed clothes for Hollywood stars for the last 50 years. According to People magazine, Armani passed away peacefully, surrounded by loved ones. Giorgio Armani was 91 years old and 5 feet 8. She is a special, special talent and would be welcome at any time. Those are the words of NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell, who was on the Today Show Wednesday talking about Taylor Swift. Swift is rumored to be performing at the Super Bowl halftime show in 2026, and the commish did not exactly shoot down the scuttlebutt. Host Savannah Guthrie did get Goodell to commit to a maybe, so we'll be on pins and needles until that turns into a very possibly. Fingers crossed, Swifties. If you have not been watching South Park lately, do yourself a favor. As usual, they are pulling no punches, and their current target is the president. First, they made fun of his naked body with unbelievable, disgusting AI. Then they attacked ICE and deportations. And now, Trey Parker and Matt Stone have the Oval Office occupant still dating Satan and going public with their relationship in the latest episode. The show is still delivering big laughs, regardless of who they skewer. Thanks to firings and resignations, there has been a mass exodus of players from the Saturday Night Live cast in the last few months. Regular cast member departures included Heidi Gardner, Devin Walker, and Michael Longfellow. Lauren Michaels told the media he was planning to shake things up ahead of season 51. Gardner said she was tired of doing sketches. Four-year veteran Devin Walker said the atmosphere behind the scenes was often toxic, but that it was fun being part of a dysfunctional family. Longfellow did not return after season 3, but said he wishes he could have in an Instagram post. Gardner was on the show for 8 seasons, which is a record for a female cast member. On September 2nd, Saturday Night Live announced new cast members, including comedians Tommy Brennan, Jeremy Culhane, Ben Marshall, Cam Patterson, and Veronica Slowakoska. Season 51 kicks off October 4th on NBC. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today and very windy with a high in the upper 50s to near 60 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We're going to drop into the low to mid 40s for a low. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and not as windy with a high right around 63. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
That's your WLCX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lacrosseeagle.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.